Well, we're looking forward to the big Sydney derby. It's coming up again, and we know what that means crowd-wise. But Sydney FC, gee, they're playing well. It was another win over the weekend, and their striker, Alex Brosk, he joins us now. Alex, well done, mate. Things are rolling along nicely.
Yeah, slow, safe flight, mate. It seems to be going that way at the moment for us, which is good. Hopefully we can continue it again and heap a little bit more misery on the way the Wanderers are travelling as well.
Well, that's what a local derby's all about, Alex, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it was fantastic the first time round, you know, with the result we got, which, I mean, was only a couple of weeks ago, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's rolled around pretty quick again this time. And, yeah, I think the way they're going, if we can get a big win over in Parramatta, then, yeah, we'll put a big dent in the hopes of their season.
Alex, quite clearly they're not quite the team that were performing so well throughout that Asian Cup. But I don't know whether it's a good time to get them or a bad time to get them. Eventually they're going to crack it, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you'd think they're due for a win at some stage. So hopefully it's definitely not this weekend. But look, I think confidence-wise, obviously, they're not there. And, yeah, they need to turn that around quickly.
Yeah.
And, look, Popper, I mean, the sort of coach he is, this is exactly the game that... you know, he'll be looking to do that, you know, to turn them around, and derbies are all about that. So it'll be great. It's obviously sold out as well, which is fantastic. And, look, I haven't played at Parramatta Stadium before in a derby, so this will be new for me.
Uh-huh.
And, mate, does it feel like that you guys are on top of your game at the moment? Are you still working to that?
I don't think we are on top of our game. I think look, we've still got a very long way to go, I think, particularly with possession of the ball. You know, I think we're still... got a long way to go before we get to where we want to be. But I think, look, the important thing is defensively, we've been very solid. We've been, you know, very good in not conceding goals. And I think it's important to be picking up points while you're, you know, not at your best.
Mate, how good was it? We chatted with Mark Yanko last week. He's the Austrian skipper. He's a delight to chat with. He seems like a good bloke, and he actually made a massive effort to come back and play in this game, and lucky he did. He scored two goals.
Yeah, absolutely. He came back and you know, from Austrian camp, obviously he had a big game against Brazil, and which, look, any football player in the world would have loved to be a part of. But it shows what sort of bloke he is, coming back, you know, not playing in that game, to then, you know, go down to Melbourne and want to be a part of that. So again, it's credit to him. He deserved those two goals. You know, he worked hard. He's been working hard all pre-season for us. And, again, to come back from a game like that you know, score the goals exactly when we need them, that's it's a testament to him.
How spicy was the fixture, mate? Melbourne City, any game against the Melbourne side seems to be fairly heated.
It always is, yeah, I guess so. And, look, every game, I guess, is difficult in the A-League. You know, I think particularly with the salary cap, it evens the whole competition out. So there's really no fixture where you look at and think you might have an easier week. So especially the way Melbourne City's travelling at the moment. You know, they had a game last week where they were equalising in the dying stages of the match at home, and they spoke openly this week in the media about how they needed to change that and reward their home fans with a victory. So we knew it was going to be difficult. We knew they were going to come out firing. And, look, I think it's good that we had the composure to stick to our game plan and get a win down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, Graham Arnold, what was his main message after that 2-1 victory? Is he ever really happy after a game?
He is. He's look, he doesn't show it too much to the media, but he's very happy. You know, he's all about keeping the boys happy, keeping a happy camp. So he does enjoy moments like that. And like I said, particularly when we're not playing where he thinks we can be, and I think where the players know we can be as well. I think it's important, like I said, to keep, you know, getting those victories and picking up points. So he's, look, we'll go back as well and analyse our game, and as we have been every week, and hopefully keep improving as well.
Alex, the send-off during the game, a little bit controversial.
Yeah, very. It was a strange one. I mean, well, I guess the strange thing for me was that the referee actually knew that he had a yellow card already. You know,
yes.
My only defence for him when I went and spoke to him was, look, if he didn't know, then fair enough, but he knew he had a yellow card, and to send a player off and make a team miss a player of his, I mean, any player really, but a player of his quality as well. The fact that we have to miss him this week in such an important game because of a, well, for me, it was a lack of common sense. You know, I don't think a player should be sent off for something like that.
It was time wasting, wasn't it?
That's what it was for, yeah. But the thing is, look, I mean, he wasn't in charge of set pieces on that side anyway. So there was no ball in the corner. But for me, anyway, Mark Yanko, he was closer to the ball. He was the one that, if anything, should have probably got a yellow card because he was there. Milos wasn't even, you know, I mean, he was sort of heading to the corner, but he wasn't going to take it. So, again, a bit of lack of common sense from me because to send a player off for something like that is ridiculous.
Fair enough. Alex, what do you make about Mike Mulvey? Just for our listeners, I mean, he's the Brisbane Roar coach, but he won the premiership 6 months ago, and he's been resold 7 weeks into the championship.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. I was quite surprised yesterday. I mean, look, but that's sport, I guess. In general, it's very cutthroat, and when results aren't coming, you know, things have to change. And I guess from a club's point of view, they felt that this was the way to go. But it's difficult. I mean, Brisbane obviously aren't travelling too well, but and generally a change of manager does, you know, change things a lot and bring in results. But it's still, it was very surprising for me when I heard this morning.
Alex, thanks for your time, mate. Well played. Keep it up. And we're looking forward to the derby this weekend.
It's going to be terrific.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much.
Well done. Alex Brosk there, the Sydney FC striker. We've got the prices for you at tab.com.au. Wanderers 2.35, draw 3.40, Sydney FC $2.75.